What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, as part of our Reimagining Ireland series, we've been inviting people to give their visions of how we can make Ireland better. You can still make your suggestion by sending it to reimaginingireland@newstalk.com. And today we're going to talk about how to change our towns and cities with the architect Duncan Stewart. Duncan, good afternoon to you.
Sean, hi, how are you?
Not too bad. How's your pandemic going?
Well, I'm fine for me. I'm getting great advantage of it in the sense that it's given me time to do a lot of things that I couldn't do normally. But there's an awful lot of people suffering, and I totally understand how badly people are suffering. So it's tough. And I think the title of your program, Rewilding Ireland, Reimagining Ireland and Rewilding Dublin, it brings an image on, you know, of COVID being over and all of a million people from Dublin just going wild, you know, and you can imagine the freedom, you know. They take off their masks, when the COVID is over, they strip off everything probably, and they head out to the nearest pub probably, and probably head down the country and just go wild, you know, because there's so much pent up frustration there probably with people today now.
Oh,
you know,
no doubt.
So you can imagine that a different type of rewilding. I hope that's not the one you're thinking about, though.
No, it's not. No, I know. Apart from once everyone's drunk their fill in the pubs and gone wherever they want to go, what would a rewilded city look like?
Well, I think very different, you know, and I think what a rewilding, because if you think of what we've done with our cities, I mean, first of all, stand back from humans, you know, we've multiplied fourfold in 100 years, you know, four times as many of us on the planet than there were 100 years ago. And over the millions of years ago, there were less than, you know, 5% of humans on the planet. But we have just accelerated in our growth. And of course, we've moved into cities and we've expanded in cities. And Dublin has grown bigger and bigger. And of course, we've therefore encroached more and more into nature. And in Ireland, of course, we've sprawled out in the countryside, which has reduced the amount of opportunities for wildlife, you know. In that 100 years, you know, wildlife has dropped by 2/3 from what it was when I was a student 50 years ago. Mm. So we're now down to 1/3 of all populations of wildlife and down to only 20% of insects and aquatic species and amphibians. You know, we are in this mass extinction of species, and yes, there's a lot we can do in our urban areas, but typically, we're doing the wrong things generally. And, you know, our cities are becoming less and less capable for wildlife, except foxes and some you know, species like that have adapted to an urban environment and and are scavenging on human waste, you know. But for generally for wildlife, all wildlife is suffering very badly in our urban areas. And there's an awful lot we can do. And I have a list here of ideas.
Go on.
Will I run through them? Because I know time is tight.
Yeah, indeed it is, yeah? Yes.
Well, okay, if I start with kind of tree planting, I think we should at least have a policy of increasing our tree cover in Dublin City threefold, three times as many.
Mm.
So that would make a massive difference. And that would be along our streets. It would be in our public spaces. It would be in our gardens, our front and back gardens. You know, the right tree for the right place, you know, not big trees that will take over everything in urban areas. But, you know, little woodlands, orchards, for example, you know, planting trees too that grow berries and nuts and fruit for wildlife, you know, not just for us humans, but for wildlife.
And say for an area, say like Ballymun, because
Ballymun,
you know,
is a good
large
example,
open
yeah.
areas there. That could be almost look a bit a forest.
Wonderful opportunities in Ballymun. And in fact, when you look at Ballymun too, there's an awful lot of kind of palisade fencing and high railings in Ballymun. They could be vertical gardens. You know, you could be planting up all of those and they could be wonderful places for birds and for insects, you know, and a lot of that grass area too could be let go wild, you know.
Right.
In other words, you know, just species rich grassland allowed to grow, you know, wildflower meadows. We call them weeds, but they're wildflowers. If they were kind of taking over lots and lots of those big park areas, obviously Ballymun is one example, but all over our city this could be going on. So we could have a policy to prioritize biodiversity in our public parks, in our open spaces. That to me would make a massive difference to Dublin.
And so in this scenario, Duncan, you'd see, I assume, the you know, the vertical gardens, you see a lot of buildings covered in plants and foliage and that kind of thing. As an architect, if you put a lot of work into designing a building and then somebody slaps a lot of greenery all over it, well, you know, might you be a little irked?
Well, funny enough, me as an architect, I'm quite ashamed of our buildings, to be honest, you know, and I'm not blaming architects, I'm blaming developers and the whole way we've done things. I think the best thing we could do with an awful lot of these modern buildings is to hide them behind basically a vertical garden where wildlife could prosper, you know. We can very easily hang kind of ways of hanging plants, you know, that would suspend, and then you could, from balconies of apartments, you could feed them. What I mean is, we could change our the whole streetscapes and the facades of our buildings with vertical gardens, you know.
Yeah, it would be
just
absolutely lovely.
Just
yeah,
looking just up the greenery, I think, yeah, it'd be wonderful, rather than seeing kind of very bland looking buildings that are, you know, inhuman anyway.
Yeah, and I can even hear people texting in saying, I'd love to cover building X with greenery. Duncan, we have to leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us today, and take care. Duncan Stewart there.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.